Yo, 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 what it do? It's the one and only RJ Star back again with another episode of Blaze Thoughts. How y'all doing, man? How's y'all day going? Hope y'all got something in y'all hand to smoke, because we about to talk. Before we do that, y'all already know the vibes, man. We got to go ahead and spark this thing up real quick. Hold on. We over here rolling Cuban canagars. Man. Y'all already know what it is, bro. Oh, hold on. For all y'all who've been tuning in, I want to thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming back. If this is if you are a returning listener, if you're new to the game, thank you as well. You feel me? Now, I know y'all still trying to figure out who I am if y'all are new to this. Y'all trying to figure out who the fuck I am. Why is this nigga over here can't even hold full sentences because he always smoking? I know it's an odd podcast for you. And I know some people, when they smoke, they smoke and talk. You feel me? They tend to babysit. I don't believe in babysit. I don't believe in letting my weed burn out. You understand me? I like to get the full extent of my high because I'm a real stoner. I fucking does this. So, therefore, I'm going to smoke my shit. So, my words going to be few and far between. But don't worry about it. I'm going to get to where I need to go with it. You feel me? So, today, what I want to talk about, man, is the elephant in the room. COVID. I know on some platforms you can't use that word because they'll ban you. I don't know. Whatever. You know what it is. That's what we're talking about. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I don't give a shit. This is my TV show, damn it. And I know it ain't no TV show, but to me, this is my TV show. I do what I want to do on my show. But anyways, we're going to talk about that. How did it affect the world? My thoughts on it. While we do that, we go smoke at the same time. So when COVID first hit, this is, I don't know the dates, man. I'm just going to go, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know. Y'all was there when the shit happened. And like, no, everybody missed it. If you missed COVID, you're a lucky son of a bitch. But, so, when it first hit, when I first found out about it, I had just signed up for barber school out of Anaheim. This is around the time I had just got my place. I got my place that December before COVID hit. In Anaheim. Then I started school, I believe it was February. I can't even remember. All I know is that I went to school for one day. My very first, like, we had the orientation shit that we left early. Then the first full day we had, they was talking about we had to stay 6 feet apart, the shit like that. So we had all the students. My second day in the classroom, we had students just spaced out like 6 feet in the classroom. Shit was kind of weird, but I'm like, all right, whatever. And I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm on the road to become a barber. Let's get this shit cracking, you feel me? And then that same day, the second day, we had they had let the Cosmos, because it's barber, cosmetology, esthetician, all that. It's all in one school. So they let the Cosmos go. Or I think they were on lunch. I don't remember. I just know it was just our class. Just our barber class that was there. And they had the owner of the thing, the owner of the school. He came out. He's like, so due to COVID, whatever, we're going to close up to further notice. So I'm like, damn, this is my second day. We already closing. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, this sucks. Then he said that they're gonna try to do online schooling if they get approved, yada yada yada. So I'm like, all right, hopefully that works. I mean, I'm thinking COVID is like, you know what I'm saying, like one of those little mini scares, and we're gonna be done with this in a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought it was. So then I start peeping the news. And I know y'all seen the news. They made this shit seem like it was fucking, man, like it was like the plague or some shit. You feel me? Like everybody's gonna die type shit. You had people running out, buying all the toilet paper. Like I didn't understand that at all. Like what the if the world was ending, your first instinct is to get as much toilet paper as you can. Like you shitty booty motherfuckers. Like. Like I'm taking shits too, but nigga, y'all niggas buying all the toilet paper. I'm talking about there was no toilet paper found around the nation, bro. Like all the TP was gone. Like the trees, like oh fuck, man, they might start cutting us all down. Yeah, if I was a tree, the pandemic would have had me shook. I'm like, man, I'm seeing you see all the other trees get taken down. You're like, all right, we good. They stopped. They got enough tissue. Pandemic hit. They cutting down bushes for TP, but I'm like, these niggas is crazy. Y'all motherfuckers never heard of a duvet. Like, yeah, that's the first thing I did, bro. When I saw the tissue was going, I'm like, ah, these niggas is tripping. I went straight on Amazon. Well, actually, I did some research. Went on Google Chrome or Safari. I don't know what I was on. Start looking at the duvets. Now, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it right. If I'm not, fuck it. It is what it is. But what it is, it's like, so rich people, they have like, well, I want to say rich people, but like in Europe, they have like, they look like toilets, but it shoots water up basically into your butt area, your vagina, whatever. Now they used to, from what I read, they used to use these in brothels, whorehouses, and they thought that's what it was, to clean out the semen or whatever. So it got a bad rap, like, oh, you're a hoe, you use that type of shit. However, a lot of motherfuckers don't add water to their ass when they wipe it. So all you doing is smearing the right shit, and you're just gonna get shit particles between your cracks. That shit. So you ain't really clean, even though if you just use regular tissue, you're not 100% clean. I'm gonna keep it a whole stack with you. If you're not using toilet wipes after you wipe your ass, then you're gonna have shit, dried up shit particles. No way around that. And if you want proof of that, take like peanut butter, right? And smear some on your arm. Now, wipe as gentle as you would your asshole, because you can wipe hard and get all the peanut butter off, but nobody's wiping hard on their asshole like that, because they already know that shit ain't gonna feel good. You feel me? So wipe it like you take some tissue, not paper towels, take some tissue and wipe peanut butter as gentle as you'll wipe your ass off your arm. And you're going to see, you're going to have some dried up, smeared up. Yo, anyway, I don't even know how I got over that. So the point is, you got to add some water to get that shit off. Same thing with your ass. You feel me? So I researched bidets, if I'm saying it right. Found one on Amazon. For like $40 or something like that. It started on my toilet myself, and I was solid. When I tell you, like, I had disposable wipes as well, but this I felt was way cleaner, because I'm like getting a stream just cleaning all that up. It's like taking a shower every time I take a shit. It's amazing. And if you pair that with the squatty potty, you know, you put your legs up so you squat the natural, so you poop the natural way without blocking off like none of your arteries and nothing like that. Bro, I'm telling you, it's an amazing. But anyway, I'm going off topic. I know we're supposed to be talking about something else, and I just went way off topic with that. That's the power of weed, because they have you talking about some shit you shouldn't even be talking about. Maybe. Anyways, so I went and invested in one of those while everybody's running out. No, stressing over toilet paper. I was solid. Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing the pandemic did do to me in my personal experience that really fucked me up. It shut down gyms. Now, at the time, I was, yeah, y'all know me, I like the hoop and shit. If y'all don't, I like the hoop and shit. And that was like my exercise, you feel me? That's how I stay fit, because I ain't going to even cap. Weightlifting for me is not always that fun. Wasn't always that fun. Now I'm getting into it and I'm really enjoying it, but at the time I didn't really care for it. I did it because there was nothing else to do or whatever. So my exercise was basketball, and that's what kept me kind of slim, or slim as I like to be, which is around like 220. So I like to sit. So how the pandemic fucked me up is that, bro, I was eating out every day. Let me tell you, Grubhub, Postmates, they fucking made thousands off of me, yo, since the pandemic started. I'm talking about maybe 2 to 3 times a day of Postmates and Grubhub and just whatever I feel like eating, I'm ordering it. I can't go nowhere. You feel me? I couldn't go. I couldn't do shit. So order Postmates, Grubhub. I didn't cook shit for months. I want to say the first year of the pandemic, I didn't cook nothing, honestly. I don't recall cooking. I may have cooked once or twice. Everything else is eaten out. It's ridiculous. Every day eating out. So that was really bad. Gained a lot of weight, especially with the gyms being closed, couldn't work out. Man, I reached my highest, which is like, I think it was 270 something. Shit was insane. Anyway, during the pandemic, other shit about the pandemic that really irked me. Once you start peeping the news and shit, is that it just felt like they're really hyping this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like they was really trying to push this. I'm like, why? What's happening? Something is happening. And the reason I felt this way is because I remember when 9/11 happened. I remember when 9/11 happened. News outlets, there was really I felt like they was kind of pushing it like our country is in immediate danger, like nobody's safe type shit. Which that's always the case, but they were really hyping it up, I felt at that time. And I just felt like it was weird, but like I also felt like the government uses any chance they get that can install fear into the people, because that allowed them to push through on different bills and shit that they normally couldn't do if the people were like in a normal state of mind. You feel me? And that's what I felt happened. That's how we came about the real ID, which a lot of people don't feel like that's a good thing, but they pushed it up under during that time because the world is in well, our country is in panic mode. You know what I'm saying? We're in fear mode. And that's kind of how I felt like with this pandemic. We think about all the BS the government was doing, like was the lockdowns really necessary? Like, think about it though. Just think about it. And then, yo, like we about to talk about some shit. And that might ruffle some feathers, but I don't give a shit. I don't care about ruffling feathers. If you don't like what I'm saying, get out of your fucking feelings. Anyways, I feel like this pandemic was bullshit. I mean, you have doctors, like doctors that have been doctors for they like 20 plus years going online telling people like, yo, something's off about this. They're telling me how. So normally when you die and they do the death certificate, before they put it on the death certificate, how you died, they have to find out how you died. They, you know what I'm saying, do the autopsies, research, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then they give you the exact method of how that person died. Well, then they start getting from the government, like these people in head positions to above medical. I don't know how that comes down, what the hierarchy is, but doctors are getting these notices like, this is how we're going to do the cause of death now. If they come in with any type of respiratory problem, regardless of what it is, regardless of you even don't even go through that whole process of autopsy, finding out how exactly they died, just put COVID as the cause of death. Raggy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta pump your brakes. Like, pump the brakes a little bit. Like, wait a minute, y'all changing the whole cause of death because of COVID. Now everything is COVID. So if you come in, you have a fucking asthma attack, and you die from an asthma attack, they're gonna say you die from COVID. the fuck? Like, I don't know if you could die from an asthma attack. I know they're serious, but still, like, that's the type of shit they was on. And then they got caught using news footage from a different country, from Italy, said that it was New York. The same exact footage from one country and put it here. It's like, oh, New York is going through it. Look at all the hospital beds are filling up. What? What? Shit's crazy. And y'all don't think there's no agenda going on. Like, man, y'all gotta be fools. Like, and the whole, like, they got us. You know, I feel like they got us. When you think about it, like, just really think about it. They push all this shit, close down governments, put all these checks. Fucking the PPP loans, I feel like they were designed to get niggas. They were designed to get, they just giving out money. Like, they knew what it was. They knew motherfuckers was going to be on some slime shit, especially given the fact that they shut down the government. You feel me? Like, they knew what they was doing. They got a whole task force for PPP loans. And guess who's the number one motherfuckers who was getting off on them PPP loans? Niggas. They ain't going off to the rich white people that was doing it. They ain't tripping off that. I promise you, they ain't tripping off that. But I know all. I know a whole lot of niggas that's getting it. PPP loans, talk about they done made like 2 point something million, get 200 something thousand from a PPP loan. Like, what? What? You know it's bad when a nigga from the hood that you know be on some dirty shit talk about, yo, I got the hookup on PPP loans, I can get you that bread. They gonna get a cut, but your ass is going to jail. Yo, man, y'all think this shit crazy. They knew it. I feel like this is just another form of population control, no cap. COVID was just one more step into making shit a reality. Because think about how many shots they gave out, right? Now, I know there's a lot of talk, people like, motherfuckers be putting shit in their body. They don't know what it is anyway. So why the fuck they care if it's a COVID shot? You feel me? That was the thing. Nigga, you drink Folgers, you drink Hennessy and all this, you smoke weed, you smoking fucking Black and Miles and shit. Why you worried about a COVID shot? Tell you why I'm worried about a COVID shot. Even though I don't do half those things. I drink sometimes, but not often. I'll just smoke weed. Don't do no tobacco. But let me tell you why I got a problem with it. I know this government's history. Anyone who knows this government's history and understand why they did those things should know why they should take the shot. Should know why that shot shouldn't be taken. And if you don't, man, do your own research, yo. I'm not about to tell you what to do. Do your own fucking research. But the shit is, I don't trust this government for shit when it comes to my medical health. Because the government don't care about your health. Those are facts. I was a soldier in a U.S. military army. They don't care. They didn't care about me. We're bodies. We're able bodies to carry out their tasks. If we die, so what? The SGLI ain't a dent as far as what they're going to make off you. So it don't matter. They don't care. Higher ups don't care. You're a body. Hell, we are just products. We have serial numbers. What do you think our social security number is? That's just our serial number. Keep track of us. We're products. We're disposable products. To the 1% of the wealth that are high wealthy that are running shit, we're non-existent. We're atoms. We're picograms. in their world. You feel me? Like, y'all gotta understand, this shit is huge. So, do you think now the government cares about the health of people? Tuskegee experiments? Come on, bro. Like, it's so much shit. Like, the fact that, they had, I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't remember all the details, but I knew there was some vaccine that caused autism in African American boys, like a high, way higher percentage. Hold on. Oh, man. The Puffco Peak Pro. Hold on. Puffco Peak Pro is the best dab. It's the best e-rig I've ever had. I've ever used. It's the best e-rig I've ever used. It's for dabbing, and that's the only way I would dab now. No more torches for me, buddy. I'm solid on the torches. Oh my goodness. Whew. Okay. What was I talking about? blah 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 blah. Yeah. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. That shit. I just got my throat a little bit. I need to drink some water. Oh yeah, trust in the government. So like what Like with what you know about the government, how it's like I feel like if you're black, why would you take a COVID shot? I feel if you're African American in America, why would you take the COVID shot? And I believe they use fear tactics. They also use exploitation. Like they exploited the black community. They purposely went out towards black rappers and entertainers to go after the black community to make them do it. Like, think about that shit. Like they had Juvenile Remix back that ass up to vax that thing up. What the fuck? Yeah, when I saw that shit, I lost my fucking mind. Vax that thing up. And there's no agenda. That's why, bro, I love Kyrie when he was like, fuck you, you're not forcing me to take anything. Like, that's another thing. Why are you forcing people? Like, you're forcing people. The government's like, oh, we care about you. We're gonna force you to take it because we care about you. The fuck? Y'all don't care about shit but lacing y'all pockets. Like, keep it a stack, yo. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, that shit irks me so much. Like, and the fact that people I know, like my own family members, they getting vaccinated. I'm just like, nigga. Like, I'm looking at them like, yo, my mom's got vaccinated. That shit hurt, bro. Like, my mom, they got my mom and my auntie. Oh no. Like, that shit hurt. That shit hurt. People that's close to me getting vaccinated. And I'm like, yo, but again, I didn't share my ideologies or none of that or my thought process. I didn't share that with them. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that probably is maybe because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, these are people that's close to me. you know, more so just worried about how they're gonna view me and my views, which is why I didn't express that to them. You know, my auntie, she's like, you know, been a Christian pretty much her whole life, and you know, she's I feel like the most purest woman I have ever met in my life. Like, her intentions are genuinely pure. Like, she tries to help everyone. Everyone. She gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. And she genuinely wants to see people, you know, like, progress in life. You know, just be happy in life. And when you, you know what I'm saying? And she got vaccinated. You know, and again, man, she Christian. She faithful in the church. And she does everything by the book and the right way. It's like, I don't want to tell her my beliefs on religion. Like, you know what I mean? That's not something I would really want to talk about with her. Like, she's too sweet for that. You know what I mean? I don't want to break her heart like that. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. But you know what? At the same time, like, I would hope that, like, she understands that everyone has their own beliefs and she doesn't hold that against me. Whatever, because it definitely got to come out now. Like, it definitely has to come out now. There's no hiding now. She said she listened to a few of them. I don't know which one she's going to listen to. You know, she don't like profanity or nothing like that. So, you know, if I cloud the first 10 minutes full of cuss words, maybe she won't listen. Nah, I'm like, if you listen, I'm just joking. Oh shit. Yo, anyways, let me get back. So that's why I didn't explain it to some of them. And then I got some family members who don't want to hear it. You know, they think it's just you talking again type shit. Cause I usually normally the only time I get to talk to the family members are like they try to put that in their head really is when we smoking. We high, you know what I'm saying? But then they'd be like, "Oh, this nigga just high," type shit. Cause I'm always, but technically I'm always high. I'm never not high. So if you're always high, then how my thought process is hindered? Think about that. You never seen me non-high. So how can you tell if my thought process is a different one for the other? Huh? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Oh, so if y'all into vape cartridges, I'm gonna put y'all on the one that I fucking rock with. There's a few I rock with, but this one is the Superb. Superb. That's SUPHERB. They carts next level. Live resin only. I don't like distillates. Not anymore. I used to smoke them all the time, but once I found out the live resin is more close to the real thing, like, because distillant, it's only one cannabinoid that's reaching the brain, which is THC. Only THC is it's only affecting that one receptor in your brain, the THC receptor that you get from cannabinoids. However, live resin, it sets off all of your receptors, like, everything. It's like smoking weed, because when you smoke weed, you're getting all the receptors, you're getting activity from all the receptors when you smoke weed. But when you smoke the distillate, you're only getting the THC part of it, not all of it. So it's not like really, that's why when you smoke a distillate pen, it takes quite a bit to get you, you know, really messed up, as opposed to when you smoke a live resin, you hit that mother once, you're gonna be like, whoa, what the fuck, type shit. But yeah, we gotta have the 2B continue this. I still got some more stuff to talk about with COVID. But I'm gonna wrap it up because I'm really high right now. I feel like I'm mumbling and I'm going in circles. But I'm gonna keep it jiggy with y'all, man. Until next time, stay high, stay happy, and I'm gonna holler at y'all.